I'm Marshall Terry. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Affordable housing. It's a term we hear a lot in Charlotte, but what does it mean? According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, housing is considered affordable if no more than 30% of income is spent on household expenses.
For Charlotte specifically, in order to comfortably afford our current housing, you need to be making around $17.12 an hour. That is not the reality for a large number of our community.
That's Charlotte City Councilwoman Lawana Mayfield. She chairs the council's Committee on Housing and Neighborhood Development. The city has a goal of getting developers to build 5,000 affordable housing units in the next 3 years. According to HUD data, the city needs about 34,000 more affordable housing units to meet demand. Councilwoman Mayfield joined us to talk about the challenges of building affordable housing in Charlotte, like not concentrating it in a few areas.
How do we scatter the housing so that it's dispersed throughout the city? And since we have districts, 7 districts, it's not concentrated in 2 or 3 of the districts. That is a challenge that sometimes we have to say no. And sometimes you have an area that is much stronger, that is a thriving area, and then you have the NIMBY syndrome of not in my backyard.
Right.
But we have proven that workforce housing, once people really understand who is workforce, so your workforce are your teachers, your policemen, your firemen, your teacher's assistants, that manager or that supervisor at that store that you like to go to, the wait staff, the cook staff. Why is it okay for you to service me as a customer, but it's not okay for you to live or be my neighbor? We want to regulate you to be on the outskirts of town, which makes it more difficult for you to get to work to then service me.
But can you see it from their standpoint of, I don't want affordable housing next to my house because I guess the biggest argument always is it's going to affect my property value.
Right. And that goes both ways. So you think about a neighborhood that saw a decline. And the homes in that neighborhood may be valued under $100,000. And then you come along, you buy that vacant lot, or you convince, or you have someone that decides they want to sell. And then you build a $350,000 home or a mini mansion next to them, which you've done to their property values. We cannot continue to develop in a way where we are a city that's clearly of haves and have-nots. And you're not going to concentrate all the wealth in one area successfully or all the poverty in the area, because that is not a sustainable community. There's a challenge in that whole concept, because I may have been living in this community for 20 years and gone through the decline and stayed and didn't leave and stayed to see the rise. But the rise is now displacing me because I can no longer afford to live in my neighborhood.
In 2013, the city approved incentives to get developers to make a percentage of their projects affordable housing. The incentives are a density bonus, allowing the developers to build an overall bigger project if it includes affordable housing. But so far, nobody's used it. Mayfield says the city is now looking at expediting the approval process for developers if they include affordable units in their projects. One thing the city cannot do is force developers to include affordable units. That's called mandatory inclusionary housing, and it's prohibited under North Carolina law unless developers are given another option, such as paying a fee.
We also don't necessarily have the ability of a moratorium. If it was up to me as an individual council member, I would say a moratorium on apartments to really stop, step back, and look at where they're going, and are we really filling all of these apartments, and how many complexes are having specials because you have so many choices where first 2 months free to try to get people in. And once they move in, are they staying? Are they staying past the year, or are they just shopping around like FOBO, fear of better options, to try to get to the next community that may have more amenities?
Well, I'm wondering about a model that that Davidson has. It's, again, you know, no municipality in this state can have mandatory inclusion. It is against North Carolina law, but you can say you need to do this or you're going to get essentially penalized with a fee. Now, that's what's happening in Davidson. Now, is that something that Charlotte could possibly do?
I think it's something we need to look at. I mean, you also have to look at the reality of political ability versus political will. So when you look at how Charlotte has grown and you look at the fact that you have 11 council members, we are considered part-time and we run every other year. You have 1 year to hopefully focus on the work and learn as much as you can if you're newly elected. And then that next year, you're in campaign mode. Personally, I am a fan of 4-year terms, staggered. And a 4-year term will give you enough time, whoever it is, if you're reelected or newly elected, to get in and learn and let the community see the benefit. And you're not in fear of constantly being either ousted because someone didn't like one vote or having a campaign all the time. So I think you have the ability to be a little more bold in the things that you're asking for.
Could council be more aggressive with developers, meaning unanimously council approved financial incentives of about $4.5 million for this development along Kenilworth? And I know some council members even said, we wish there had been affordable housing as part of it. It wasn't, but you still approved this. So, I mean, why did you approve it if it's not exactly what you wanted? And can you guys be more aggressive? Can you drive a harder bargain, I guess?
We had a lot of conversation in the Economic Development Committee regarding whether or not workforce and affordable housing would be a part of this conversation. Looking at just the economic development piece of that development, that was the conversation that was being held. We asked the developer, but can we ask more strongly according to our legislation and General Assembly? No, because they passed legislation where, honestly, if I ask you a question a certain way as a developer or question design, style, type of materials, or give the impression of mandating affordable housing and then your project is not approved, what do you have the ability to do, potentially? So, because of our General Assembly, that's our challenge.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak with you.
That's Charlotte City Councilwoman LaWanna Mayfield. She chairs the council's Committee on Housing and Neighborhood Development. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.